Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Big crowds gathering in Bozeman today as the Montana State Bobcats bring home the school's first FCS National Championship since MTV was the coolest thing on the block. The Cats prevailed in dramatic fashion, holding on in Nashville on a 4th-and-10 play to beat Illinois State 35-34 in an overtime thriller. Coach Brent Vegan acknowledged the tremendous effort in his locker room speech last night.
It took everything. It took everybody. It took everyone believing. You guys all live long lives, and this will never go away. You'll forever be a national champion.
The Cats were set to arrive around 1 p.m. at the Bozeman Airport for a big welcome. We're watching for details of a parade and other celebrations to be scheduled. In other news today, Northwest and parts of Western Montana bracing for a round of heavy mountain snow, expected to move into the region this afternoon and continue to impact the weather and especially pass travel through Thursday. The National Weather Service has winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories up, with most of the impact expected for the lower Clark Fork and the Kootenai Cabinet region. Higher elevations could receive up to a foot of badly needed snow. Valleys may only see an inch or two. Winds are also a problem again today east of the divide. Weather stations along the front this morning were recording gust up to about 60 miles per hour, with an 80 mile per hour gust at one point at the Deep Creek Weather Station, which is west of Browning. Friends of the Flathead Valley man who was critically burned in that mill fire last week have raised over $13,000, but are hoping to hit a $25,000 goal as they help him with medical expenses and getting his life back together. Aaron Walker, who lived in an RV at the site of the Montana Timberline Firewood Company, is being treated at a burn center in Salt Lake, where he was flown following the big fire on December 30th. On the GoFundMe page, friends say Aaron lost his home, his car, his employment, and ability to work for the foreseeable future. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.